Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Just a moment for the president, sir. Mac?
Sir, that was great.
Looks like you and Con got things messed up while I was up here looking at the
affairs. Oh, boy, Mr. President. We are keeping Max there unless you've changed your mind. He'd rather stay there another few days. Bob McNamara still thinks it's a mistake, but I've told him that just the appearance would be ruinous if Max came out of there and the thing came apart. Now, it's much more complicated than it shows in the papers, and we don't ourselves know the exact situation. And we won't. Taylor just says that if he came home now, he wouldn't know what to recommend because the internal government is just, there's nothing on which he can base a recommendation until he's watched it shake out for another few days.
What happened?
Well, what happened really, I think, is that our friend Khan overplayed his hand and tried to get rid of men and get rid of and set a situation in which he did the thing which allowed the Buddhists to trigger a lot of student parading. And then he rather quickly gave in to the Buddhist leader, Tri Quang, who's one of these competent religio-political figures, a kind of a Saigonese Makarios, although not as powerful. Since then, they've been picking up the pieces. Max Taylor has done an extraordinary job behind the scenes and quietly pressing home upon everybody, including Khan, that this is no time to shake up the government. And this is true from every point of view, not simply from an Atlantic City point of view, but from the point of view of the whether that government can get going. It does not want one more shakeup. And although Khan has made a misjudgment, and although he is not Napoleon, he is the strongest individual Max has yet seen, and any of the alternatives, going to General Min alone, for example, or going to any one of the rather thin civilian leadership, seems worse. So what we have to do is to live with this crowd and try and paste it back together again. I wouldn't be surprised to see it move gradually back to the situation where Min was formerly the chief of state and Khan was formerly the prime minister. But it's much too soon to say. The rioting is, as of this instant, not as serious on our channels as it is in the papers, but it could get worse. I personally rather doubt it because the man who seems to be able to turn the rioters on and off in Saigon is this Buddhist, Tri Quang. And he, at the moment, is satisfied with Khan.
Anything else?
That's the most serious, Mr. President. In the Congo, we are following a line that I'd like just to check with you for a minute.
What else? What about Cyprus?
Cyprus is at a dead end in negotiating terms, although George Ball isn't ready to admit it. Acheson came, I would say, nearer than any other diplomat could have come to patching up a bargain between the Greeks and the Turks about a week ago. The Greeks actually signed on, then they tried to see whether they could sell it to the Cypriots and decided they couldn't. And backed away. The Turks never quite did sign on, although if the Greeks had stayed solid, we might have got somewhere with the Turks. Now the situation is one in which, while we are trying once more with the Greeks, I don't think anyone except George Ball really believes that we're going to get very far until there has been a little more tension and pressure and until, in effect, history has shown them a little more sharply how tough it is. The next immediate tension is likely to come over the rotation of a Turkish battalion on the island, and that could begin to act up by Monday or Tuesday. Those are the three immediate trouble areas. Probably the things that sort of marginally are in my shop and partly in Larry's that we're going to have to deal with next week are a lot of odds and ends, mainly around the organization of the foreign aid bill. I'm sending you by courier tomorrow a very good report on the alternatives that exist if you don't want a foreign aid bill. You can either go straight to an appropriation, although that also might pick up a Dirksen rider, or you can, less preferably, go to a continuing resolution. Of course, the underlying question is whether the Dirksen thing is unlivable, and that, I don't imagine, is really settled.
Now, you give them an order, don't ever send a courier plane or any other kind of plane out of Washington to Texas or any other place from me, if I'm in Cincinnati or some other place, without letting us know about it. So if we want to haul 20 people, we can do it.
That's supposed to be standing practice.
No, they don't. These Army people, these aides.
Well, Mr. President, I'll tell... I'm going off for 2 days myself, and we'll be right on the end of the phone, but I'll tell Bromley Smith never to let a plane go out without notifying Jack Valenti.
This gets our OK, and that we do not want to put anybody on. We sent one down yesterday of 13 people on it. Now we've got 13 too many, and the plane went empty. And a dumb general sat up there and didn't occur to him to ask anybody.
Yeah. Well, is Jack the right fellow to tell?
Yeah. Of course, we didn't anticipate his going.
Yeah. Well, it was a great night last night, Mr. President.
I thought we got out of this one all right.
Oh, it was a great week and a great night, and you and the crowd that rewrote that thing improved it immeasurably. I won't tell you how long it was because you probably don't want to be choked with.
They told me it only had 1,500 words, so you can imagine what that 3,600 word one would have been.
It was 2,400 words, Mr. President. We had it counted this morning.
2,400. Well, they just lied to me.
But it was a great job.
And 45 minutes, though, wasn't it?
What?
45 minutes.
It came across, though. I was a simple TV viewer, and Mary and I were, and we thought it was just great. Whoever did it deserves all the laurel wreaths, and really I think you did it because you decided how you wanted it done.
All of you did it. Much obliged.
Well, sir, have a good weekend. When are you coming back? You don't know yet.
Tuesday, I guess. Maybe.
Well, don't hurry.
I'll talk to you.
We will not have Max Taylor. We'll all be back here Monday, and we'll keep business out of your hair unless you want it.
Yeah. Right. Bob's going to be there this weekend?
Bob's going to be right here, and Brom's going to be here, and I'm going to be on the end of the phone.
Where's Rusk?
Rusk is here.
You going to be up Massachusetts or some other?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Bye.